Hello, this is the Exotics Vet. Hal speaking. I'm good, thank you. What can I do for you? Ashmole Road, yep. Unfortunately, no. So with psittacosis, like it can display as a respiratory disease, but there are many other respiratory diseases that won't be treated by the same treatment. And so with that, we've got tests in clinic that we would run to confirm that it is psittacosis, and then we'd go through the treatment plan once it is confirmed. Unfortunately, because all of those medications are prescribed, we can't give them out without a consultation. And so we would have to go through, the processes to confirm that it is that, and then we can go ahead and prescribe that once we have the test results. Unfortunately, tomorrow is fully booked, so we've only got the one vet on tomorrow, and everything's booked. We do have availabilities on Monday if needed, and the first available appointment on Monday. Just bear with me, I'll have a quick look for you. The first available appointment would be 9:40. I do have like I could do 3 on the dot. I could do 3:30. The latest I could do would be 20 to 4. Sorry, I've just got a little guinea pig that I'm just doing treatments on, so I'm just getting someone to. There we go. All right, so. You said that you've been in with us before. What was your first and last name? Is this for Big Bird? Awesome. Okay. Yeah, so for like anything at home, using like flat bowls for food to make sure that he doesn't have to, bend down if he is in if you know there is any abdominal pain at all. I would offer all of his favorite foods as well. And if he is just struggling a little bit, what I would do is lower some of the perches, and just so that he doesn't have to climb as much, and if there's less risk of him injuring himself. If he is to that point, I would keep a very close eye on him, and if he does deteriorate, then I'd give us a call. Tomorrow, like I said, we are fully booked. We would have the ability to potentially do like emergency consultations, which do warrant a higher fee, but we'll try and see you guys as soon as we physically can. And we'll try and fit you guys in. But unfortunately, we're closed on Sunday. And so if things go south on Sunday, there is an exotic vet up at Budgerum, which obviously it is a little bit of a hike from, North Brisbane areas, but they are open on Sundays. And so if push comes to shove and things go south, then at least you can bring him up there, give him a call, bring him up there and see if you can be seen. But, you know, if he is finding it a little bit harder to get around and if he is not eating as much, they are definitely signs of sickness. What that might be, it's hard to say just with the very general symptoms. But if he is starting to show those, then I would keep a very close eye on him over the coming days. And if you do need to, then I would go into a vet prior to the appointment on Monday. But I'll make a couple of notes on the things you've mentioned for the appointment on Monday. None of them sound explicitly like psittacosis or anything like that, but they are definitely signs of sickness. So I would definitely look to bring him in. And then once the vet kind of does their assessment, they can let you know and discuss the treatment options and that kind of thing. It definitely, like, it really depends on what he has, and it really depends on how far along that is, because these guys can get anything that we can, you know, organ failure, liver, kidney, anything like that. So these guys can, you know, live to that 50 mark. 45 is a fairly good age for these guys. They can live a little bit longer, but I would say that if I was to put it into human years, he's about, like, you know, that 70, 80 mark kind of thing, where, it's a good run, a good stint, and, you know, he can still have a few more years, but, once they do start slowing down, like with people, you know, some of those other conditions can start to set in. So I'd just keep an eye on him, make sure that he is still eating, drinking, and everything like that over the coming days. And if anything does deteriorate, like I said, there are other vets that are open even on Saturday that you can bring them to. But just give us a call and we can try and help you guys out as best as we can. But I've got you guys all booked in for that Monday appointment. So just keep an eye on him over the coming days and we can go from there depending on what happens. Yeah, but I'll let you know, our standard consultation fee is $180, $179, and within that we'll do the full health check and then the vet will kind of discuss anything else with you guys within that consultation. $250. And so we've got... today we close in 5 minutes. Okay, like book it in for, just bear with me, let's have a look. No, that's okay, it's a, I think that if it was going to be, if it was going to be feasible, I think doing it earlier is going to be a little bit nicer for the team. So if you did want to, I can book you guys in for 9 a.m. Is that something that you guys would be able to make it for tomorrow? Yeah, cool. I'll make all of these notes now, but... yeah, if there is anything else, just let us know. We'll see you guys at 9 a.m. tomorrow. As I mentioned, it'll be the emergency consultation fee, which is $250, and then we'll go from there. The vet will discuss anything else with you guys within that consultation. Awesome. We'll see you guys soon. And if there is any issues overnight, there are vets that are open 24/7, so you can go into them. Yep. Well, hopefully, we'll get to the bottom of everything tomorrow. Just give us a call if there's anything else. Otherwise, we'll see you in the morning. Awesome. You're welcome. We'll see you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.